After you're done listening to today's edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, make sure you check out Peacock and Williamson. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, every team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we welcome you to the latest edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell, flying solo on this edition of LOWFT. David Harrison is out. He'll rejoin us at the beginning of next week. We will both be in and out over the next couple of weeks as we lead you up until training camp. In the meantime, when David's not here, make sure you follow him on Twitter, at dharrison82. You can listen to him on the Locked On Bucks podcast, James Yarko, and as well Bucks Nation, part of SBNation.com. And you can listen to my radio show Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, on the flagship station for the Washington Football Team. That would be the Team 980 on the AM side in the Washington, D.C. area, 3 to 7 with Pete Medhurst and Steve Solomon. And you can listen worldwide on the Odyssey app, wherever you listen to Odyssey, and that's how you can also listen to the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. You can check me out during the football season and most of the offseason on Washington Football on SI.com, even though we're taking a little bit of a break from that particular role. All right, so away we go. David DeCastro has been released by the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday, and they have signed Trey Turner, who formerly played for Ron Rivera and John Matsko, the current offensive line coach, and of course the head coach of the Washington Football Team. And it was brought up, you know, on Thursday afternoon, actually, on my radio show, which, again, you can listen to on the Team 980 or on Odyssey, on the Odyssey app, I should say, by my partner, Pete Medhurst. You know, I said, well, DeCastro's been released. What about possibly adding him to the Washington Football Team mix? And I answered it there, and I'll answer it here, and I don't think it's a fit at all. First of all, he was due to make a lot of money, so you'd probably assume that he's going to want a hefty contract. Number two, he's been banged up. Number three, even though he's a six-time Pro Bowler, I believe it is, he's a right guard. And right now, the Washington Football Team has a Pro Bowl, an all-pro right guard. Now, again, that may not be for much longer. That may not be for beyond this year, but you're not going to bring in David DeCastro, who's, again, been a right guard in the NFL with Brandon Scherff here. You could ask him to flip to the left guard spot, but are you going to pay him a ton of money, have him flip positions, you know, at his age, with his wear and tear, some injuries being built up when you already have an injury concern at right guard, when you have Wes Schweitzer, when you have Eric Flowers, when you have Sadiq Charles, and I guess you still have Wes Martin, who's probably going to be cut at the end of training camp. The answer to me is no. You know, you're asking to do too many things. And while DeCastro might be a better individual talent and player, and arguably he is, I guess, he's not probably better than the sum of the parts that you have, number one. Number two, having to flip sides. And also, again, the money that you would then have to add. Even though they have some money, you don't want to spend all your money because you want to roll over some of your payroll if you can so that you have more money to operate with next year. So you don't really need David DeCastro. I'd be very, 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 very surprised if they let DeCastro waltz in the door at Washington Football Team Park and not let him leave. I just don't see that in any way, shape, or form. Again, I could be totally wrong. Just don't see it. I mean, Trey Turner would have been a possibility at one point, you know, with the sheriff situation playing out. And by the way, we are now well less than a month before the July 15 deadline. I mean, there is no like mention or thought that this thing is getting settled. So if it goes beyond July 15th, Brandon Sheriff will play a second consecutive year on the franchise tag, and you could all but basically end his time here in Washington. All right. Another thing that popped up since our last episode of LOWFT is Darius Geis. Yeah, remember him? I know you remember him. According to the Washington Post, a Virginia judge dismissed misdemeanor domestic violence charges against Geis on Wednesday after he and the woman that was involved in the situation reached a settlement on Wednesday in Loudoun County, Virginia. Now, what it means is he won't face trial or emerge with a criminal record after the case and the charges and the arrest cost him his job. Remember, he was charged, he was arrested, and Washington cut him immediately. Now, look, there are a couple of things at play here. I think Darius Geis would have been given a little bit of wiggle room if Ron Rivera hadn't felt misled. And Ron really hasn't talked much about this, but that's, you know, kind of like what we heard. And then all of a sudden, Washington is blindsided by this. Remember, they had two high-profile incidents last summer. Cody Latimer, who was arrested for three felony counts and two misdemeanors. Geis, one felony count and four misdemeanors. And yet, Geis was the one that was immediately cut, and Cody Latimer wasn't released for like another 2 weeks when he was put on the commissioner's exempt list. Now, what this means for Geis and his NFL future, I mean, clearly it's not here. I mean, there's no chance he's coming back. I can't imagine that, right? Again, I shouldn't say 100%, but I mean, I just can't imagine it. Even if he says the right things and he sweet talks Ron Rivera, I just don't see that. I mean, I guess I can't rule it out, but anybody that was charged initially with felony strangulation and the four misdemeanors and has the kind of rap sheet, if you will, or the history of accusations at LSU, whether they're all true or not, I mean, the bottom line is that, like, we could defend athletes all we want and say you have to let the justice system play out. But why do some athletes not get arrested, not get charged, not get accused with any of this stuff? And a bunch of athletes do. Like, trouble seems to find the same guys over and over and over and over and over and over again. Darius Geis, Frank Clark with the Kansas City Chiefs, so on and so forth. I mean, it just seems to find them. So, I mean, I can't do Darius Geis. Again, not to mention he couldn't stay healthy. And again, this Washington football team, right now, they're not great at running back with Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissic, Peyton Barber, and also the young kid, Patterson, from the University of Buffalo. But there really isn't any room for four running backs on the active roster. So you bring in Geis, what are you going to do with him? I mean, he's not better, trustworthy, and healthier than any of those four guys. Sorry. I mean, even though he's probably got more talent. Now, I will tell you what I was told by a couple of different sources on Thursday about Darius Geis and the way that process went down next, right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell, in for solo. David Harrison will be back with us to start the week next week, right here on LOWFT. The easiest place to go online to get your action, to get in the game, is Bet Online. It's fast, it's easy. Baseball season is more than in full swing. You can track all the action on Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and information for all your sporting needs. MLB, NBA, NHL, UFC, MMA action. We've got it all for you there. Before the next pitch, head on over to Bet Online on your mobile or laptop device. Check out all of the sign-up bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their run to the postseason. Plus, football season is starting soon, guys, so get in your early future bets there. Head to the website or, again, use the mobile device, Bet Online, to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, this is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell. So here's what I have heard and what I've been told about how the Darius Geis situation went down from a couple of different sources. And I circle the notes and I keep the notes and I just check back and make sure that I heard it right and check back with a couple of people. And basically what I understand, is that, you know, Dan Snyder very much wanted to draft Darius Geis, right? Washington had both first and second round grades on him, depending on who you were talking to. Geis was in a group of a few players for the second round spot up for consideration. Now, remember, they bypassed him in the first round. They also then traded out of their second round pick. Now, from what I heard, Kyle Smith, who is the director of college scouting at that point, he had not been promoted yet in that promotion, apparently was against taking Darius Geis. Said it would be a mistake. He told the brass why. Bruce Allen, Jay Gruden, Dan Snyder, apparently. And yet they had this grade where, again, first, second, and even Kyle had him graded in that regard. However, you had the character and all that stuff, which you certainly had a major concern on. So apparently, from what I understand, that Kyle basically stated that Geis was a major risk, even though they had the good evaluation grades on him, because of his talent. His character was something else. And they dug deep, and the information that they came up with was very bad. Now, I've said this all along, okay? I've heard from many people inside and outside the organization that they had a lot of crap on him, okay? Washington fans didn't want to believe it. They kept telling me I was out of my mind and just looking for something negative. They were wrong, as usual, and I was right, as usual. Apparently, Kyle and others said, look, we need to pass on this player. Not a fit. And he has major character flaws. So apparently, the way it was told to me by more than one person was Dan, now looking for support, got Doug Williams involved in the process. Doug being from Louisiana, talked to the kid. He'll work with him. He'll mentor him. He'll take care of him. He'll keep an eye on him. Okay. But Doug Williams isn't, you know, a running back, and he can't babysit him. So again, Kyle Smith said, look, the talent, worth it. The character, not. And again, Kyle Smith wasn't the only one, but he was the lead one from my understanding. And then, of course, Doug Williams, who was basically still in charge of the draft at that point, ultimately trades down in the second round. And it was 53-54, ultimately, where they wound up picking, and they picked Darius Geis. And listen, I mean, apparently Kyle Smith stood up and challenged Dan Snyder about Dwayne Haskins and did it apparently for Geis and ultimately was rebuffed. Now, you could say, well, it's easy to say that and easy to do that in hindsight. But all of this stuff was very clear and very plain. There's a reason why Darius Geis dropped from top 15 all the way into the low 50s. And nobody around here wanted to understand why that reason was. It wasn't just trying to make a kid look bad. It was, quite honestly, a bad kid, period. And he snookered a lot of people when he got here because he wanted to take everybody to movies and to bowling outlets. And I'm sorry if that hurts. I mean, you know, I started to think maybe I was wrong on what I had heard and what I kind of knew. And, you know, again, some of that stuff is private. I'm not going to go into detail. Some of it has come out. But, you know, I've heard that there's more stuff that hasn't even come out. It is what it is. I don't know if it's ever going to come out. It's none of my business. But the bottom line is, a lot of people were snookered, including Dan Snyder. And maybe even Doug Williams, who, you know, I love Doug. And a lot of fans. And it was another high draft pick, absolutely wasted. Another high draft pick, absolutely wasted. All right, so that's the story on that. Also, right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, I want to get to this. NFL.com put out an all-under-25 team. And the basic rule was you had to be under 25 years of age by the time the season starts. Not now, by the time the season starts. Chase Young was the only Washington football team selection. That shouldn't be a major, major surprise that he was a selection. Maybe a little bit of a surprise that he was the only selection because you have a couple of other candidates. But let's read what NFL.com put out. They have Nick Bosa of the San Francisco 49ers at age 23 as one of the defensive ends. Now, again, don't forget, he's coming off an ACL tear early in the year. But Chase Young, they write, finishing with 7.5 sacks as a rookie and likely would have had more had he not been forced to fight through a right groin injury. I'm sorry, a groin injury suffered early in the season. He still won the Defensive Rookie of the Year award after becoming the first rookie with 10 plus quarterback hits, 10 or more tackles for loss, and three or more fumble recoveries since Clay Matthews in 2009. Young was just one of six players with at least four forced fumbles and 10 or more tackles for loss in 2020, joining the likes of Aaron Donald and last year's selection for the spot, Myles Garrett. It seems as if Young is only getting started in his promising career. So basically, again, what this means is that Chase Young replaced Myles Garrett in this particular list, and I would have to check Myles Garrett's age, but I think that was because of his age, and that's okay. I mean, Chase Young, obviously, 22, he well qualifies for this. Now, the one thing you just hope is that he can stay healthy. I mean, there is no doubt that Chase Young is going to be a stud, and how do you define stud? Well, you can define stud in a number of different ways and by a number of different measures. Again, quarterback hits, quarterback pressures, tackles for loss, run defense. He's been great in the red zone. Fumble recoveries, forced fumbles, all sorts of character, leadership, all of that. So don't just look at sacks is basically the deal. All right, when we return on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, no voicemail today. David's in control of that, but I'll give you Ron Rivera's thoughts on his defensive line and what the Washington football team are looking at in terms of contracts and the future. That's next on LOWFT. All right, I'm Chris Russell. Thanks for being with us right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. And we are here for Rock Auto. That's right. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible to go to your local auto parts chain store to stock all the parts you need. Why go there, pay the overhead, get treated like a second-class citizen when you can go to rockauto.com, get the parts that you need, no matter what your make or model is, foreign or domestic, old or new? Why not choose the place that everybody should choose? Again, rockauto.com, and not even have to leave your couch or your kitchen or your bed or wherever. Wherever you want to go. So you can send 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts at a chain store or a car dealership. You guys know how much a car dealership charges, not only for parts, but for labor. Oh, RockAuto.com is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you need. And when you go to RockAuto.com, see all the parts available for your car or truck, Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Did you guys know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, including the, or plus the occasional limited time flavor? That's right. I got one of those grasshopper cookie in the mail about 2 weeks ago. I've been rifling through them on my way to and from the gym. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorite flavors. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. And we're going to tell you about them. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie. I had one of those as well just recently. Peanut butter brownie. I'm out of those. Need some more of those. Double chocolate and salted caramel. So there's something for everyone. Again, my favorite is the peanut butter brownie. David loves the mint brownie. If you haven't tried all the flavors of Built Bar, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Built Bars are healthy for you. They're as low as 130 calories. I think one is even 110 calories, if memory serves me correct. Low in grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of net carbs, high in protein, all in the high teens. And again, great meal replacement, great dessert, whatever you kind of need to kind of keep you on track. And it's healthy, soft, easy to chew, covered in 100% chocolate. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, we're wrapping up the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast for the weekend. David Harrison will be back on Monday's edition, and again, we'll continue to rotate some days off here so everybody can freshen up, and I promise we'll do a lot more shows, obviously, when the season starts. So ESPN.com came up with a best and worst NFL offseason list for 2021, and they basically graded and ranked the best and the worst, and the Washington Football Team came in at number 5 on the best list. Yeah, that's right, number 5. Not bad, not bad, behind teams like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who re-signed everybody, and a couple of others, but number 5. And Bill Barnwell wrote it, and he said, "What went right? The WFT did a great job of sifting through improvements to its roster after a surprising division title. Ronald Darby was impressive on a one-year deal, but instead of counting on Darby to continue at that level, Washington paid a premium to add a higher caliber of player in cornerback William Jackson III. Likewise, at quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in to push Taylor Heinicke and the latter's impressive playoff start. Too many teams following a surprise season by trying to bring everyone back, i.e. Tampa Bay, maybe, often with disappointing results the second time around. Ron Rivera's team struck a good balance here." Barnwell continues, "I like the big additions Washington made to the roster. Jackson was a legitimate number one corner at times in Cincinnati, although he often didn't get much pass rush help from a unit that ranked last in adjusted sack rate in Cincinnati in 2020. Curtis Samuel is a perfect complementary fit to Terry McLaurin, and while I don't love the Cowboys adding a linebacker in the first round, given their issues on defense, Washington adding Jamin Davis makes much more sense. Its defense is set up front and in the secondary." He says, "What went wrong? I don't love the rebuild up front. Brandon Scherff still hasn't signed an extension, meaning that Rivera is now a tag deadline away from losing one of his best players independent of position last year. He didn't love the signing, or the trade, I should say, of Eric Flowers. He said, signing Charles Leno, they decided to part ways with Jaron Christian and Morgan Moses. I don't know if that was just because of Leno, certainly not Moses, but certainly Christian was." And he talks about, of course, Sam Cosmi stepping in. He said, "I would have rather have held on to Moses into camp and seen him go up against Cosmi before making any significant decisions. We've talked about that a lot and the reason for that." And I agree, actually, with Barnwell. I would have held on to Moses a little bit longer. And again, some of these are trying to do Morgan Moses a solid, quite honestly. And he talks about, what's left to do. Well, getting a Scherff deal done, he said it'll probably take 4 years and about $68 million tacked on to the $18 million franchise. No chance am I doing that. But he points out, look, if Indianapolis gets a deal done with Quentin Nelson first before Washington, the price only goes up. Yeah, Brandon Scherff is not Quentin Nelson. That's how I'll answer that. All right, that's going to do it for us on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast for this edition and this week. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget, when David's here, and maybe even when David's not here, I got to figure out how to do this. Get the questions or topics you want to discuss answered. Send them into our voicemail line, 301-615-3577. That's 301-615-3577. Be a part of the podcast, or you can email, if you're shy on the phone, lockedwftpod@gmail.com. That's lockedwftpod@gmail.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Chris Russell. Again, David back for with us for an edition on Monday and into the new week. Again, remember, just three fresh episodes a week for the time being while we cycle down and get ready for what should be a very, very interesting 2021 season, which will start in earnest in late July. The road to Richmond begins, the road, perhaps, to respectability and then some. This is the Locked On Washington Football Team Podcast.